Wings by Virginia Brandt Berg.
Dark though the shadows just now may be, soon through the mist a pathway you'll see. Faith to the promise unfailing clings. God's on the throne and prayer changes things. Let us read from God's Word. These are the verses I want to draw your attention to. I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and the tempest." Psalm 55:6-8. Here the psalmist of old wants wings. He's crying out for wings so that he can get away. He wants to get away from the tempest of troubles and the storm that rages about his soul. There are lots of folks who feel like they'd like to run away from everything. They're tired or burdened with many responsibilities, and they'd like to get away from the pressure of it all. Have you ever felt that way? Like you wanted to get away from everything, but you just couldn't? So many people are talking about vacations. If they could just get away from the house for a while, away from business, or even away from the children and get a little quiet and rest, away from the work and the worries. They want to be quiet and rest a while. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Psalm 55:6. That's the cry of unsatisfied, yearning hearts. But earthly wings would never do you any good, for you can't fly far enough away from your troubles. You can't fly away from yourself. Your own heart, with all its burdens and problems, goes with you wherever you go. But thank God He has provided wings to get away. He has wings for you, if you will use them. Your soul was made to mount up with wings, and it can never be satisfied with earthly soaring. Like a captive eagle, your soul chafes and frets with the things of the world. So God has made a way for us when the pressure gets so great we can hardly bear it. And that wonderful way is to get alone with God. Sometimes the soul just needs to mount up above it all, up to the bosom of God. I know some folks won't be interested in this when we say that the answer to this great desire to get away is prayer and getting alone with God so He can talk to your heart. But there are multitudes who know that they can get away from worries, trials, and the pressure in the secret place of prayer. They've had this definite experience. Rest, repose, and quiet will come to the one who is crying out to have wings, longing so to have wings. Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This brings a word of comfort to hearts that are tired and tempest-tossed and tried, to those who are harassed and perplexed, and looking and longing for a way of escape from the difficulties which compass us about. When the psalmist uttered the words of Psalm 55, he was in a hard place. In verses 2-5, he said, "Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me." Not only do enemies oppress you, but I know that sometimes, like David the psalmist, you have to face the treachery of friends or some about you, as in verses 12-14, he says, It was not an enemy that reproached me. I could have borne it had it been an enemy that reproached me. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was a man, mine equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We had taken sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. That was a real trial. Finally, the burden of oppression became well nigh unbearable, and he wants to get away from it all. And he says, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and I would be at rest." The Newbery Bible says, "Who will give me wings? I want wings. Oh, that I had wings. I want to fly away from it all. I would wander off." Note, there are so many I's there. I would do this, and I would do that, and I would wander off. I would escape. He wanted to escape, I believe, from himself. But the Word of God is continually telling us to wait on Him, and He will renew our strength in prayer and worship. One of the reasons for our feeling that we want to escape and take the wings of a dove is that God has put in our hearts this desire for something above the ordinary, to fly away above the circumstances and conditions, and to rest in the heart of God. We can't ignore God's way of renewal, which is to come to Him and pray and talk it over with Him. Counsel with God. He says, "Come, let us reason together." Isaiah 1:18. God bless you, my friend, and help you to cast your cares upon Him. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.